It's science, but not as you know it. The Naked Scientists.
Hello, welcome to this week's Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, and with Dave Ansell. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Now, in the programme this week, we're going to be finding out how researchers have come up with a way to make softer ice cream, yum yum. Also, how scientists have grown a new heart in a laboratory dish, and multicoloured x-rays. How the imaging equivalent of black and white television is going to enter the technicolour age, and this is going to make imaging and spotting various diseases much easier, we think. That's all on the way. Dave.
Thanks, Chris. Also coming up in this week's Question of the Week, we're trying to solve a problem that just won't go away.
I want to know how the boomerang works and what's the principle behind that.
We'll be coming back to that later in the show.
Right, now it's that thing we promised to come back to, and that's all about the science of boomerangs. It's time for this week's Question of the Week with Diana O'Carroll.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week I have a problem that I just can't seem to throw away.
Hello, this is Anand. I'm calling from Colchester and this is my question. I want to know how the boomerang works and what's the principle behind that.
So, if a boomerang doesn't come back, it's a stick, right? Here's Hugh Hunt from the Department of Engineering at Cambridge to explain why it's not just any stick.
Oh, Diana, that's a really good question. Well, look, a boomerang goes around on more or less a circular path. And the motion is really just fantastic. It's a combination of various physical principles. For example, aerodynamic lift and circular motion. You've got to get these physical principles just right when you throw the boomerang, which explains why actually boomerangs are a bit tricky to throw. Well, now think of the two arms of a boomerang as being just like the wings of an airplane. The faster they move through the air, the more lift they generate. But unlike an airplane, a boomerang spins as it moves through the air. And the combination of spin and forward speed means that some parts of the boomerang are moving faster than others. This means that the aerodynamic lift is not uniform over all parts of the boomerang. Now, the wings of an airplane are horizontal, so the lift is upwards. But the wings of a boomerang are sideways, so the net lift is towards the centre of the circle that you see the boomerang move on. But look, there's one more important physical principle. The non-uniform lift generates a torque, or a moment, a twisting force, whatever you like to call it. And this causes the gyroscopic effect to come into play. Now, a spinning boomerang is really no different to a spinning gyroscope. And the gyroscopic effect makes a boomerang turn around nicely at just the right rate. It really is magical. And the best bit of all this is that the entire explanation rests on Newton's laws of motion. Now, there's one more little catch, and that's to do with gravity. You need a bit of lift force directed upwards. Otherwise, the boomerang will just drop down to the ground in no time. And this explains why you need to throw a boomerang with a little bit of a tilt. And it also explains why a good boomerang will increase its tilt angle as it slows down. This is called laying over. And a boomerang that is slowed down and laid over is really easy to catch.